Now, for the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world, ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
Boom, 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 boom.
My meme off again, man.
Man, you feel like you're in the lunchroom or something.
Let's
go. Playground mug.
It's wartime again, people.
Bet.
It's your boy Tino.
It's your boy Trim.
We about to get it on. About to popping. We about to go to war once again. Like I said, I don't know. We haven't gotten the results back from the other one yet. I ain't gonna lie, I'm feeling kind of shook on that one, but I'm gonna stand by mine. I'm just saying, I'm gonna stand by mine. So once again, if you don't know what we do, me and Trim about to go out and he picked the song. Now we're gonna stick with the 1994 vibe here. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna stick with that year. So what happens is that I pick a song, Trim picked a song, and we'll see what y'all think about the song. I think this song is better than the other one. Y'all go and vote and let us know, what song is better than the other. Last week we did Gangsta versus Common. All right, so this week we'll see what we got in store for y'all. Okay, so don't forget to vote. We want to know. I'm really curious to see what y'all think about this battle. So before we announce the songs and everything, Trim, what was your? So this is 1994 lyricist. No, the first one was. I'm sorry, this is not lyricist. This is just song. Last one was lyricist. So this one is just song. Like, this is the best song that we thought of that year. So
songs,
what you?
I want to go. My bad, man.
No, you're good.
But yeah, I wanted to go with, as far as with songs. What was like, what were some of the anthems that was big during that time? What stood out, and that's where how I led that process.
Okay. Shoot, I had the same concept, but I want also still staying on the same vibe. I wanted to do somebody who I don't think would be celebrated at this time. So without further ado, let's get into Trims.
Yep.
Cue that up.
Cue.
Regulators. We regulate any stealing of his property. We're damn good, too. But you can't be any geek off the street. Gotta be handy with the steal, if you know what I mean. Earn your keep.
Regulators! Mount up!
It was a clear black night, a clear white moon. Warmer G was on the streets, trying to consume some skirts for the E, so I could get some phones. Rolling in my ride, chilling all alone.
Just hit the east side of the LBC on a mission trying to find Mr. Warren G. Seen a car full of girls, ain't no need to tweak. All of you search, know what's up with 213.
So I hooked a left on 21 and Lewis, some brothers shooting dice, so I said, let's do this. I jumped out the rock and said, what's up? Some brothers bought some gas, so I said, I'm stuck.
Since these girls peeping me, I'm on glide and swerve. These hookers looking so hard, they straight hit the curve. Want to bigger, better things than some horny tricks. I see my homie and some suckers all in his mix.
I'm getting jacked, I'm breaking myself. I can't believe they taking Warren's wealth. They took my rings, they took my Rolex. I looked at the brother, said, damn, what's next?
They got my homie hemmed up and they all around. Can't none of them see him if they going straight down for pound. They wanna come up real quick before they start to clown. I best pull out my strap and lay them busters down.
They got guns to my head, I think I'm going down. I can't believe it's happening in my own town.
If I had wings, I would fly. Let me contemplate. I glance in the cut and I see my homie Nate.
16 in the clip and one in the hole. Nate Dogg is about to make somebody's turn cold. Now they dropping and yelling, it's a tad bit late. Nate Dogg and Warren G had to regulate. Switching my mind back into freak mode. If you won't skirt, sit back and observe. I just slept a gang of those over.
Were they on the curve?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my bad. Man. All right. That, listen. Yeah. Nate Dogg. And Warren classic. G was a problem.
Yes, sir. Classic.
A problem.
Classic duo.
I ain't never heard Nate Dogg. Like, let me say that. It's a lot of Nate Dogg's these days.
These days.
He laid the foundation. It's a lot of Nate Dogg. Nate Dogg laid the foundation for all you singing rappers. And y'all still ain't better than Nate Dogg. Let's get that clear.
Everything Nate Dogg touched, man, it was just like, he just put that sauce on it.
It's only one person out there that I'm going to give the Nate Dogg nod to. Ooh. And that's I had a kid in my name in my head. Ty Dolla $ign.
Okay, yeah, he's wrapping up a nice little catalog for himself, man.
Yeah, oh, Ty Dolla $ign's that features, dude.
Definitely.
All right. Let's get into mine, man. All right. I think I can get with that one.
All right.
Cued up.
I got nothing but love for you, baby. I got nothing but love for you, honey. I got nothing but love for you, baby. I got nothing but love for you, baby. I got nothing but love for you, honey. I got nothing but love for you, baby. I got nothing.
Lots of Jews and stuff, backyards with swimming pools, bars with stools and stuff, fancy foods, lobster, sushi, yeah, Versace, Gucci, crazy Lucci. I know your ammo, you do demo on a paycheck. You get a herd from the bourbon, show them no respect. Middle name, price tag, first name, gotcha. Start a smoke, got on a roll, now they can't stop ya. Talking about, hey boo, how you do? Some clown uptown said you ran through his crew. I give you bucks and your credit cause it's due. But I ain't that clown and my crew ain't that crew. Time's too hard to be faking like I'm dating on some staking. Whining and dining, I ain't tricking on no chicken. Leave it up to me, I close the whole damn store on you. I got nothing but love for you.
I got nothing but love for you, baby. I got nothing but love for you, honey.
I'm your H-E-A-V, Y-D, don't test me, don't ask me for nothing, for Nathan's, for Jack, for Doodly Squad, you can do me not, your plan on plot, on who be hot and trying to hit the slot.
Sir,
listen,
number love, heavy D, man.
Listen, classic.
I miss heavy D, man.
Heavy, oh my God, who knows what type of producer heavy D would be right now. He probably would have put out at least 3 more albums.
Hey man, I miss Hev. I really miss
Hev. Hev was it, man. RIP to Heavy D. But I was like, man, you know, we ain't gonna never see Heavy D in the verses.
No.
We ain't gonna never see him in the verses. But Heavy.
We ain't gonna see Nate Dogg in one either somewhere.
Yeah. But Heavy D, man, oh man. RIP to Heavy D. That kind of made me. I was still like, man.
Yeah.
You're never gonna see that. But you know, I think, you know, you got Warren G, you got Heavy D, the two people with the initials. I don't know, man. I think that's a good versus too, a little mini versus. You know, but let us know what y'all think. What song is better? Who got the better song? Was Nate Regulators better than Nothing But Love? I think Nothing But Love was better than Regulators. That's just me though.
I still go with Regulators.
Whatever. You would go with Regulators. Y'all let us know, man.
Just like your song said, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. I got nothing but love for him. Nothing but love for Happy.
Yeah, whatever.
So, you know. But yeah, man, let us know what y'all think, man. I know y'all ladies going like that. Y'all like that joke, right? Go ahead and vote for that.
I know you're going to like Regulators, man. Everybody resonates with Regulators.
Nah, man. Yeah, listen. Y'all vote for all right, so listen. Hey, it's Corbin.
Definitely.
Trim Tino.
Hey, good
night. We out.
Good luck.